Back home now to reports that Australian authorities have intercepted two more asylum seeker boats, adding to the pressure on the Abbott government over its turn back the boats policy and its relationship with Indonesia. The Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, has conceded that Indonesia twice rebuffed Australian requests to take asylum seekers back. The Jakarta Post, though, is reporting that the Indonesian government issued three refusals. The opposition says it will pressure the government to explain what's happened in its relationship with Indonesia. Louise Yaxley reports from Canberra.
With a new parliament sitting for the first time this week, the Shadow Foreign Affairs spokeswoman, Tanya Plibersek, says the government will have to explain what's happened with the Indonesian government.
We've been calling on the government to tell the Australian people how they intend to repair the relationship with Indonesia. Labor handed over a relationship with Indonesia that was in excellent working order. And in just a matter of weeks, the government have trashed that relationship.
After years of facing coalition pressure over boat arrivals, Labor MPs are now exploiting the issue, including backbencher Rob Mitchell.
What we've seen is the government clam up, the stop the boats has become stop talking about the boats and hide the boats.
And opposition frontbencher Michelle Rowland has told Sky News the coalition is not keeping the promises it made before the election.
So I'd like to know where their turning back the boats policy has actually worked. They're supposed to be turning back boats. They're supposed to be buying boats. They're supposed to have this heaps better relationship with Indonesia than Labor had. I've been lectured how many times in interviews, in debates with members of the government about Australia's relationship with Indonesia when Labor was in government, saying that they could do it so much better than we could. Scott Morrison has gone from being, as the Herald described this morning, this omnipresent force and all of a sudden become this little indignant kitten. And secondly, that this is implementing the policies that Labor had since July this year. Implementing Labor's policy since July. Now, these people were very happy to stand in front of billboards saying how many boats have arrived. Now they're hiding the boats. They wanted to stop the boats. Now they want to hide the boats.
But Liberal Parliamentary Secretary Steve Chobo has told Sky the coalition is keeping its promise because boat numbers are down.
In terms of the Australian public, the only numbers they care about is what's happening with the number of arrivals. And we know that the number of boat arrivals under the coalition is down 75%. So that's the only number that matters. A decrease of 75% of those that are coming here seeking asylum. The reality is this, Kieran. We know that we had a complete schmozzle under Labor. We know that we had 50,000 people that arrived by boat, unfortunately and tragically, 1,000 lives lost at sea, and it was costing Australians around $12 billion. The Coalition has now brought that down by 75%, and we will, over time, I'm very confident, completely stop the boats. We have a new approach to doing it. We're not going to outsource our immigration policy to people smugglers. We're not going to provide a constant supply of information that they can then market their product out there. We're accountable. We're providing weekly updates. But most importantly, the runs are on the scoreboard, and that is that we are seeing a massive decline in the number of illegal boat arrivals.
Labor's Senate leader Penny Wong says it's not reasonable that the Indonesian media is providing more information than the Immigration Minister Scott Morrison, who holds weekly briefings.
Australians are being told to rely on the Indonesian press, the Jakarta Post, for information about what their government is doing. That is what is happening. Australians are looking to the Jakarta Post to get information about what their government is doing. I think that is absurd, and it says something very, very, very telling about this Prime Minister and this government. They are a government that does not want to tell Australians what they're doing.
But Mr Chobo defends the tight control over information.
From those that are in charge of Operation Sovereign Borders, we know that this constant supply of information was a marketing tool for the people smugglers. We know that every time Labor put out a press release, and let's be frank, they were doing it on a daily basis with the number of boats that were coming under Labor. That was an opportunity for the people smugglers to say, look, another one of our boats have arrived in Australia, come aboard, come aboard. We've stopped that flow.
The West Australian newspaper is reporting two more boats have been intercepted carrying scores of people.
Louise Yaxley in Canberra with that report.